The overall consensus of the experts is that South Africa's preparations for the 2010 FIFA Football World Cup are well on track. They have been visiting the 10 stadiums across the country, some new, some refurbished, and Ron Delmont, head of FIFA South Africa, says he is pleased.
Now those walls have paint on them, the floors have the covering on them, there's carpet, we can walk into a media center, we don't have to envision a media center, we can clearly identify where the buses are going to drop off the teams. We can look at how we're going to cater for the spectators as they come to the stadium, and most importantly, when everyone leaves, which will happen en masse. So I think this inspection has given us a high level of comfort.
Organizing Committee in South Africa CEO Danny Yordan told a media briefing in Johannesburg the construction of the stadiums will be completed in December.
Now we sit in a position where one of the new stadiums in Port Elizabeth has already seen a number of international matches. And all of the other stadiums we know will be complete well before kickoff on the 11th of June. In fact, when we go to the final draw, all of these stadiums will be ready from a construction point of view.
Derek Blankensy, FIFA's chief competitions officer, told a media briefing that what will remain to be done much closer to competition time is putting the FIFA-required additional infrastructure in place.
The overlay process of building those temporary structures really only happens shortly before the tournament starts, and that is, of course, completely intentional because those things are all rented structures, so you wouldn't want them standing there for months and months.
The experts also spoke of transport and security, which had been a worry for FIFA. Jordan says much work has been done to improve transport with improvements in the rail system, including a new high-speed rail network for Gauteng province and new rapid bus systems in the major cities. And he said the South African police are introducing some innovative security measures for the tournament.
We now have a mobile police station that will be attached to the train. So if you misbehave in the train, you go to jail on the train.
The need for heightened security measures was highlighted last week when all United States facilities in South Africa were closed for 2 days due to what the State Department called a credible risk. That risk seems to have been dealt with, and the U.S. Embassy reported they received excellent support and cooperation from the South African authorities. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.